This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 10 minutes past 8. Good morning. Lovely Thursday morning. Cold. It rained. So, I think people are excited about it because you know how hot it's been in Port Harcourt City. And not just Port Harcourt, other parts of the country as well. Unusual, isn't it? My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. This morning, our conversation will concern teachers and students of public schools, most especially teachers, though, especially when you look at what happened at Romokota Girls Secondary School and what is also happening in many other public schools in the state. One will begin to ask questions and raise concerns about the safety of public school teachers. And that's why we're having this conversation this morning. Remember that a teacher was assaulted at Romokota Girls Secondary School, Charles Odu, because she was caught involved in exam malpractice, and then she had to come back with her sisters, according to report, to attack the teacher. And then that kind of exposed a can of worm. Now we hear that lots of other schools' teachers suffer the same thing, where they are threatened by students who belong to one group, called group or the other, or one gang or the other, and all of those now becoming a problem. Well, the NUT chairman from Obiakpo branch actually first spoke about this and condemned it. But this morning we'll be speaking with the Rivers State NUT Chairman Echikwu Collins, who is live with us via telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Mr. Collins, good morning. You're welcome to the Morning Crossfire.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so quickly, we won't take much of your time because we know you're very busy. So we are looking at what happened at Romokota Girls Secondary School and the reports that we've been getting from teachers in other schools. And what we're asking is, what is on ground with regards to safety of teachers in public school, looking at the trend and events that we've had, threats from students when teachers try to discipline them, and you already know a typical example of what happened just a few days back. So what is on ground with regards to teachers' safety in public schools?
On discipline, what happened in Romokota Girls, Modern Secondary School, Romokota, NUT, River State condemned it. It is not acceptable. It is unacceptable. It's a barbaric behavior. We cannot control things to happen any longer in our schools. Teachers are role models. Teachers are nation builders. I wonder why a child who has failed is being corrected and goes home, the parents, instead of them to go to the appropriate school, go to the HM or the principal, will come with talk to the school to beat up the teachers. We want to say that such things will no longer take place. And if it does, teachers of River State will take action against such guys, the parents who are involved, because the teacher's life is to be protected by the tribe.
Okay.
The area they are in. Yes.
All right, that brings us to my question. You're saying if this happens again. So I'm asking, what plans are on ground by the union to ensure that teachers are protected against such acts, to stop such things from happening again? Do you have preventive measures, or you have measures in place to ensure the safety of teachers in public schools?
Yes, the plan on ground is that we are going to work with the board, the UBE board, the secondary schools board, and the Minister of Education to stop such behavior any longer.
Is there a need to have security personnel in public schools? Is that something that has been looked into? Because this is not just the first school. I spoke with the principal of one of the public schools around the East West Road area. At one time, there were allegations that men dressed in police uniform or a military uniform came into the school to discipline some children who had similar issues like this. Is that something that is looked into? Is this something that's been considered? Should we have security personnel in schools because of the situation that we are beginning to see unfold. Can you hear me?
I'm not hearing you well.
If you can turn down the volume of your radio. Can you please turn down the volume of your radio completely, please?
I'm not even close to my radio.
I'm asking, do we need to have security personnel stationed at various public schools?
Security personnel?
Yes. Is that something that's looked at?
We don't have. There's not security personnel in schools.
Is it needed? Is this something that the union is looking at suggesting to government?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
The government should be able to provide security personnel in our schools because of the trend of things that is happening now. You see, the children, some of them are in primary school, they are already a court member. You can imagine a student being collected for a wrongdoing. We go home and bring out his own group to pick up a teacher. So we need that security personnel to be provided by the government.
Okay. How about roles? Because during the week, this week was also Adolescent Health Week, and during the week I was speaking with some advocates for adolescent health who work with the Ministry of Health, and they were also highlighting some ways in which teachers relate with children who are within that adolescent stage of their life and tend to, you know, act in certain ways. Are there special courses or classes that are given to teachers organized by the union to better equip them and inform them of better ways to handle adolescents so that we do not have this sort of occurrence again?
I want to tell you that the trend of the time not only centered by one person.
Okay.
The teachers are doing their best. We have carbon units in some of the schools. We have SC in our schools. These are the areas. We have disciplinary committees. So I want to tell you, the students will come to the school and then we do our part. The rest remains on the part of the parents. Caring of the child is not only centered by one person. The church, the school, the home, the government are all involved. So when you talk about this one and the school should do, the school has done their own best. The one remains now is the parents to educate their children on how to behave when they leave the house to a public place.
So does the union have regular meetings with parents? Because many have also complained of parents who have not taken it lightly when their children are disciplined. And many have also said, for what happened at Rumokuta Girls Secondary School, the parents also could have played a role in the upbringing of the children. If not, they wouldn't have acted in the way that they did. So do you regularly have communication with parents of these children? And how is the response been?
Yes, we do. We do have communication with the parents of the children through PTA. Parents Teachers Association, and how we get communication with them. Through SBMC, through Parents Management Committee. So these are the angles. We have communication with the parents. But I want to tell you, Amy, that when some meetings are called, parents, some of them will come, some will not be there. So any decision taken by the parents, some of them will not be there to know the actions to be taken. So we have communication with parents regularly through PTA and through SBMC.
Okay. All right. We'll just take a few phone calls. Perhaps we'll just put out a few questions that you might just have answers to before we let you go. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers for you to call to be live and participate in the show this morning. If you want to send a WhatsApp message, then 0809-030-6416. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Oh, we lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Andrew.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
All right.
This incident that happened is very disturbing. But what is also disturbing is that I don't hear the NLC chairman say that they are planning to take legal actions on behalf of that teacher who was assaulted, on those people who assaulted. Please, can you ask him that question, please?
All right. Thank you very much. All right, so Mr. Collins, the question now is, what sort of legal action is being taken? Why haven't we heard anybody taken to court?
What do you say?
Why hasn't anybody been taken to court? That's the question they're asking, legal actions.
Okay. Thank you so much, my brother. There are so many avenues of settling disputes. You don't go to court immediately, and NUT as a union, a trade union, don't get much on court resolution. We deal on dialogue, because the children are our own children, the parents are our own children. Why go to court? Go to court for what? This is something that we can discuss one-on-one, but the issue is the parents. Discipline is not new. Discipline is as old as the creation. When you misbehave, when you back in the world, you will be treated properly. Solving of things, all those ones are there. You cannot take somebody who are to court. No, NUT has a way of dealing with such issues. I'm not mad to court.
On this particular case, the children that committed this particular crime, the parents of the children, have there been any meeting with the parents?
The parents, what we do is we make use of the board.
So
we make use of the
any contacts board. Yet? Any contacts yet with the parents of the children?
Yes, we are on it. We are on top of the matter.
So no contact yet, is what you're saying? Because it's over 3 days or 4 days since this happened.
It's over 3 days. But we cannot just come to the air and tell them and tell the whole world that we are busting the news. We are dealing with the school, with the brand chairman and all the teachers of...
But then the question would be, if the NUT can come on air to tell us about what happened in the school and condemn the act, why can't they also tell us when the parents have been contacted and what the next line of action is with regards to the people who committed the crime?
Last week, about 3 days ago.
3-4 days ago, yes.
Yeah. And the information got to the union secretary properly yesterday, and we quickly condemned the act. Then you see, cannot stay and fold their hands and see that it has been beaten up by hoodlums.
Okay.
So we will get in touch with you. As far as we will get in touch with the parents too.
All right. All right, then. All right, thank you very much, Mr. Collins, for your time. We know you're very busy. We'd have to let you go at this point. Thank you very much.
I thought you were talking about teachers' welfare. Right?
Okay, teachers' welfare. Yeah, okay. Tell us a few things about that as well. How is the teachers' welfare? What's the condition like?
I want to tell you that there is nothing to write home and back about teachers' welfare in River State.
Okay.
There is no promotion. Since this government has come on board, no implementation, no increment, the pensioners are languishing, no overhead cost, and all these are affecting the teachers' welfare.
How do you then carry out your job? How do you get materials you use in teaching this to children? How do you manage day-to-day activity in the schools if the welfare is not being handled properly?
The situation is the head teachers and the principals with the PTA in some schools are putting their heads together to make sure the schools are run.
So there is no support from government whatsoever, financially or otherwise.
We are talking about promotion. No promotion. No implementation. Teachers are subject to the teachers' welfare.
Okay.
We are talking about teachers' welfare. No promotion, no implementation, no increment. I know. For you to be given appointment at a teacher or a principal, there is a certain level you will reach. And because of that, many people have been denied of this appointment.
And how is that affecting the morale of teachers?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
I say, how is that affecting the morale of teachers?
What?
If teachers are not being promoted, you're not getting the payment that you deserve that compensates the promotion, how is that affecting your ability to work?
It's really affecting the work.
Because they say some teachers don't report to duty as at when they ought to.
No motivation. They are doing their work. The teachers are really doing their work. But I want to tell you that there is no motivation. So it's affecting them.
So it is not true that some teachers do not report to duty, because there are talks that some teachers don't even come to classes.
No teacher has ever said because he was not promoted that he will not go to school. It doesn't happen. No teacher in River State has ever said, and will not even say it, that because he has not been promoted, he will not go to work. No. But I want to tell you that this has affected the teacher's motivational system.
All right, Mr. Collins, thank you very much. We don't have a lot of time. We'd have to let you go now.
Thank you, sir.
All right, the morning crossfire continues, but there you just heard the Rivers State NUT chairman, Ichikbo Collins. We'll go on a short commercial. Send your WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. When we return after the break, we'll take some of your calls and we'll also be speaking with a teacher from a public school here in Port Harcourt. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 92.3 Nigeria Info. We're still here. Ifeyemi Andrew is my name. And you heard me speak with the Rivers State NUT chairman, Ichikbo Collins, in the first half of the show. We'll take some of your calls before we get on to our other guest, who is a teacher in a public school here in Port Harcourt, Rivers State. Well, so you call us up on 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. We heard what the chairman says. He says, no promotion. Teachers are really struggling. Welfare is poor. The government hasn't done much. He even went on to talk about the need for security personnel to be stationed in public schools because of how things are developing. Hello, Nigerian. For good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
This is Jakubu from Okoke.
Okay, go on.
I want to talk about the with your guest here. Let me tell you people, if you don't take proper action over this issue of students inviting his parents to treat a teacher in the school, or a student inviting a teacher in the school, because in olden days, when I was in school, if any student who is deaf, they will punish me in the way to any other thing. He cannot even attend any school at all. But because of private schools now, most of them, when you think that the parents will be able to take action, and after that, they will have to go to students at other schools to be schooling. They have to take illegal action, and the problem is that person, even right, every student that accepted that person should be punished or abandon that school. That would be the best thing to decide. Their parents will be taking care of their children. Any of them will be scared. They have to make sure that they do not attend to the teacher or to deal with the teacher. That's what they're supposed to do. The NUS have to take action now to know and arrest the letter to the parents to the government. Any is the federal government and state government. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what I want to come to with this one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Your contribution there. On social media, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead.
It's unfortunate that your guests are gone, but I have some questions to ask him. Andrew, in that same school, that Rumokuta girl, the teacher was locked up in the toilet for some time before other teachers came to his rescue. The teacher was beaten up or forced in the staff room while other teachers are running away because they know those girls as bad girls. This happened before this one that he's talking about now. What action did he take? Is that because this one is in public domain now? You now come and begin to say, we are doing this, we are doing that. What has he done? The student fought a teacher and injured the teacher in one of the schools around the East West Road. You know that flooding school, right? I won't call the name. I think the head of the school has a lot to do. That school that used to be flooded along the East West Road was notorious for this until this present principal came in, came to the big stick. And if you do anyhow, you see anyhow. Now the whole place is calm. For these scooter girls, is all for one, one for all. That principal doesn't care, just do his own thing. So whether people do this, this school has a gate. When they cannot organize and make sure that people don't come in anyhow during school hours. As far as I'm concerned, what is it doing to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because it has happened second time. You cannot tell me it's not aware, for goodness sake. What is saying, no, they are doing this, they are doing that. What did you do to make sure that this doesn't come in the first place where teacher was locked up in the toilet? Teacher was in the staff room. What did he do?
All right, JJ, thank you very much. We have to move on to another message now on social media. We'll take your messages. Don't forget, Nigeria Info PH. That's the handle, Facebook and on Twitter. So you can be a part of the conversation this morning. On WhatsApp, you can send messages to 0809-030-6416. That's the number to send your WhatsApp messages to, 0809-030-6416. All right, so take some of your WhatsApp messages. This one here says, why can't NUT leadership in River State make case for government through school boards? Admits. I can't get. I really can't get what this message is about. Sorry, you have to send that again, and you don't include your name. This one says, Esther Etim says, this has been happening for a while and not just in River State. In 2017, teachers were assaulted at the Federal Government Girls College in Calabar. Guns were involved. All right, let's speak with our second guest on the show, a teacher here in Port Harcourt. Hello, good morning.
I'm not hearing you, please.
Can you hear us now? Can you hear us now? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome to the Morning Crossfire. So, okay. We'd just like to get your thoughts quickly on this. With what happened at Rumokuta Girls Secondary School and what has been happening in some other public schools in the state, another one happened sometime last year, was it? I can't remember exactly. One of the public schools around the East West Road area here, and many other schools, we are getting the same reports. For teachers, how safe do you feel working in public schools now? How safe do you feel?
We just have been happening, if that is what you're asking, because I'm really not hearing you well.
Yes.
A lot has been happening in this school. Do you understand? Where parents come to harass teachers, do you understand me? Mm. Let students who not want to follow the instructions of the school, the rules and regulations of the school. When you look at it, you don't have to. I tell myself it is not just they did not just pick it up, it's from the home. Because where a child is able to take instruction from the home, then wherever he or she is, they'll be able to also imbibe or show that value. You follow? Mm. So a lot of things have been happening in schools where students beat up teachers. Just like the one that happened at one of the schools, Rumapa. He's not one, he's just white. I remember that same man that was being beaten up last year, headed by a student. He was headed, his forehead got broken, blood everywhere. That same man was kept in the custody. You are in the cell, just call it a week after his wedding. Why did it happen? That they asked, he asked a student, a girl, to cut her hair. He needed to see what happened. They took the man, kept him in the custody, and the education authority never did anything. That man, there were two of them. They fought alone. AUC never did anything. All they know is to collect dues. The last one that happened there, why would students begin to... You see a student telling a teacher, Ma, are you not tired? For you to leave the class. A lot has been happening in different areas.
So now, as a teacher in a public school, do you feel safe in your work environment, looking at what's been happening?
Do I think what?
Do you feel safe in your work environment?
I don't feel safe because, one, you cannot admonish a child. You cannot say, come here. Why did you do this? Why did you do this? You ask questions. You give a little counseling to make sure that the child realizes his or her fault. You understand me? You cannot do it because they are not. Hey, you need to see their eyes now. You need to see their eyes. They are there with drugs. A lot. Drinking it inside this Fanta. They add so many things. I'm telling you, see them sharing bottles of Fanta. When you see them sharing, know that they've added the thing inside. A lot is happening, my dear brother. A lot is happening. You can't do anything.
Okay.
Why can't you do anything? Because those in authority have refused to do their work.
By those in authority, you mean government or NUT?
Both the government, both the NUT.
All right. Quickly.
And you deny that we are paying dues to them. Are they not meant to stand up for us?
Okay.
And when a matter like this come up, just like the one that happened at Rumokuta, you can imagine that a teacher that is teaching you, and then you see a child coming with the parents and the authorities and the rest of them, you can imagine the shame.
All right, quickly. Tell us about teachers' welfare, because we spoke with the River State NUT chairman just before we called you, and he was saying that there's nothing that's been done with teachers' welfare, no promotion, and it's in a very poor situation. As a teacher, what's the situation with welfare? Teachers' welfare.
Okay, teachers' welfare. My brother, our name now is, we have become Sidon Look, just like the dog has said. Sidon Look. Do you know that so many of us for 15 years now, no promotion, no nothing. No promotion, no nothing. Even the little one that you are even collecting, they are even taking from it. You understand? They are even taking from it. What welfare are you talking about? Is it the 30,000 naira minimum wage? Which one are you talking about? What is the incentive? What is that thing that will make a teacher happy now? It's just that for some of us who have the passion for teaching, well, we are still holding on. What will you do? Our institutions, the institutions are nothing to hold, to write them about. Where are you going to make reports? Who are you complaining to? They are the same people. No promotion, my dear. No nothing. What do you want us to do? We have been trying. Anything is not standing up for us.
Okay.
They are not.
All right, madam, we'll say thank you very much. We don't have a lot of time. There's still a lot we would have loved to talk to you about, but we have very limited time. Well, thank you for the little time that you spared for us. We'd allow you to get back to your own duty. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
All right, a message on WhatsApp. Joshua J says, River State government should look into this. This one says, good morning. Let's get to a phone line. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
Go ahead, good morning. Go ahead.
I've been listening, you know, throughout this morning. It is really pathetic, you know. This same issue happened at my children's school, Benoke School, in Eneka, Umudu, Agri. Benoke School. My children's teacher, or one of the students in a secondary school, invited her brother to come and attack the teacher because the teacher flogged her. Can you believe they arrested this teacher, took her to the police station, Eneka police station?
Mm.
Then they charged him to court. You know, this teacher is still suffering up till now. The owner of Benoke School was also charged. Owner was not even involved in the whole fracas. This girl invited brother from home. Her brother came to the school and was displaying all kind of nonsense. You know, all the students were looking at him. Some of them hailing him. You know, I blame government for this. With what happened at Benoke School, River State government, the only thing they do is every time they would like to come and close a school or harass a school, you must close the school on this day. But when problems come in private schools, they don't come in and help private schools. You know, we're talking of public schools, school right now. But private schools, if you see what is going on, government does not come and help them. In any teachers are being harassed every day. Owners are being harassed every day. The owner of Benoke, I forgot her name, but the owner of that school is still in court today. This parent is dragging her from court to court. He said she's a permanent secretary in one of the government departments.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Nigerian Info. Good morning.
Hello, Sandro. Good morning. Good
morning to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Reginald calling from Chukwuchi.
Okay.
Yes, Sandro, it's really unfortunate what we are seeing in our school system today.
Mm.
Children and their parents fighting into schools, keeping up school teachers. It's quite unfortunate.
Mm.
And the Minister of Education and the NGC are not doing anything. But Andrew, let me give you one experience. Some time ago, I was a security guard in one of the modern primary schools at Chukwuchi. I was actually the supervisor in charge of that school. There was one fateful day that one of my security guard in the school called me that the parents, in conjunction with the child, came to school to fight a teacher. So what I did, I moved everything I was doing. I ran down to the school. I saw that it was real. I ordered that the gate should be locked. And the entrance of the main school should be also locked. I was asking the man and the wife, what authority do they have to come into the school to fight the teacher? What they were explaining to me was not okay for me. What I did, I called the DPO at the OKE police station. Instantly, the DPO sent me some of his men. I have to arrest that the man together with the wife and the son who came from the
All right, that's one way he handled it. This message on WhatsApp says, Andy, what has River State Governor done for what happened at Rumokuta Girls? Everything is not politics. I don't understand all this. Okay. There's this one that happened. This was at Rumakbara Secondary School, and that was, I think, in July last year. All right, so at the time, we got reports that some men in military uniform were flogging students at the community secondary school. And then some of the students who spoke to our correspondent, this was what they said. They were narrating what happened.
the boy we are church bango. Teacher can't tell us him in commota. Teacher tell us him in commota. And when the like you want to sleep with teacher now, maybe for other than they come out the bango. Teacher can carry him flog and format here and mass here arise. We make him converse, come up from school. Come back again, come go meet teacher like me, teacher again, money make I buy medicine. I think I'm teacher. Teacher, now no one here within 30 seconds and so I don't come back to fight me. You know, I'm the teacher. Teacher can carry him flog again, flog and for I here. I'm going to carry him, you know, before this thing. Before they come out to the fight, then they can't carry them go principal office. Principal, so now. Then I can't ask the boy, brother. I can't even say, then give the boy suspension to enter me while I reach.
All right, so that was the account of one of the students we spoke with at the time. And some other one said, well, there had been talks about how they were going to, you know, that particular teacher, they were going to beat him up and all of that stuff. And I think that eventually happened because, it's just. Well, some people would say it's a sad, a pathetic situation, but this is what it is at the moment. Some people have said teachers should apply restraint as well because students also may have their own angle to this. I went to a secondary school, and sometimes the way a teacher would speak to you could get you really upset because you don't even understand why they tell you certain things that they tell you or make jest of you in certain ways. That's on one part. The parents also need to train their kids from home and make them understand certain things that they need to do right. If you're going to a school, this is what you expect. This is what happens. This is how you behave. Whether or not those sort of lessons are taught kids at home before they go to school is also another question. And then the children need to also understand, importantly, why they're in school. And if you're coming to school, this is how you should behave and this is what you're here for. And that's what you should focus on. Sadly, we're not getting these things. And then people also look at the government. What are you doing? This one says, good morning, Andrew. I think teachers approach student matters a lot in society today. There are lots of bad vices which children tend to copy due to failure in parenting and the government. With all the issues, some parents think the school is their last hope in changing these children. Like I said earlier, the teacher approach should be more friendly and disciplined too. You can correct in so many friendly ways. Yeah, there's also that. That's what I was trying to point out, because I know how I felt one time when I was in secondary school and my teacher, like, I did not feel like what happened warranted the kind of, discipline I got. I was caned or flogged, however you want to put it. And then sometimes on your neck, or the cane hits you, and then you get really angry, especially when you're at that age. You feel there's something about that age of your life, right? So for some of the kids, you understand, but then it doesn't justify why the kid might be upset. I would understand the child being upset, but then the child going home to report, and then you would expect that people who are at home are mature enough to understand that you don't just come to the school to fight. Now you have to follow appropriate quarters, go see the principal, ask questions, report what happened, and then have a conversation, and not to go fight. So that's what the problem is, largely. Well, the NUT chairman has said the parents, they will contact them, and on those who were involved in the action, what's going to happen, we'll wait and see. One of the teachers have said the one that happened at Rumakwara, the NUT didn't do too much about it. Other ones that has happened before, they didn't do too much about it. So they don't think that they are confident that the NUT would do something about this one. Well, the chairman has given his words. Well, let's see how that one would play out. Thank you very much for being a part of the conversation this morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Bye-bye for now.